Hey, this is Daryl Morris listening to Bobcat Radio, KTSW, San Marcos.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Harris, Miracle Robinson, Eddie Lerma in the house as well. Left off talking football. We're switching gears now, though, because there's a huge matchup tonight coming up for the Texas State softball team. Joining us now will be head coach of that softball team, Coach Ricky Woodard. Coach, again, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us here and talk a little softball.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Again, we just mentioned, again, a big matchup tonight coming on versus UT. You want to go back to the ULM series just a little bit. Of course, myself and Miracle Robinson were down there pretty much for every game. I got to talk to you a little bit beforehand, and consistency was a thing coming out of the Incarnate Word. It seemed like game one, game two, the consistency was a little up and down. You know, you win one, you lose one. But game three, this team just exploded out of the shots, and it looked like they were on fire like at the beginning of the season. Was there a noticeable change from you as a head coach? Did you give them the pep talk, or would they just kind of take it on themselves to up their play?
Well, we talked about a lot of things after that Saturday doubleheader, but they weren't anything new that we haven't already talked about. You know, this team is kind of one of those groups that when they decide to turn it on and play, they're going to be tough to beat. And when they just kind of show up and try to go through the motions, it just doesn't work very well for us. So we're still trying to fight that. Maybe, you know, it's maybe being a little bit of immature. I'm not real sure, but hopefully we're going to figure that out down the stretch of this thing.
Is that, I guess in your opinion, I mean, obviously you'd love to see the team play like that every single time, but do you feel like the team we saw in game three is more of what this Texas State team actually is as a whole?
Oh, definitely. When they're aggressive and they attack, I mean, they're hard to beat. When we sit back and we take pitches and we don't attack early in the game, you know, the game kind of gets away from us. But if we take control of the game early on, this team is very capable of being very good.
All right, Coach, I know you guys struggled batting wise a little bit before that third game in the series against ULM. What do you tell your team to get them to get in focus as far as their offensive play?
You know, the biggest thing we keep trying to tell Miracle is that they have to attack early. You know, we sit back and we take a lot of pitches, which, you know, if you look at our stats, we have a ton of walks, and that's not a bad thing. But on the flip side of that, we don't have a ton of hits because we sit back and we aren't aggressive enough. And so, you know, after we get done with a game like Saturday, we talk a lot about, you know, being more aggressive on pitches that we should attack and pitches early in the count that are on the plate, and not hitting the pitcher's pitch, but hitting our pitch. And so I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're good and bad at that, both things. And so some days are way better than others for us. But when we do that effectively, when we take advantage of the other team's pitching pitches that we should hit, then we're very good hitters.
And just last thing on the ULM series. I thought Kimberly Nyber had a very good series. 4 of 8, 3 runs, 2 RBIs, a lot of stats picking up there. Has she upped her game over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, Kimberly's been fighting some injuries, and, you know, I think now that we've kind of got a game plan for set in place, this is the first weekend she really put that game plan into effect, and I thought she did a great job with it. So hopefully that's just going to carry over for us too, because that would sure help.
And so, moving on to tonight, huge matchup again. We're super excited about it here. You're going into Austin now, taking on the Texas Longhorns. Although Texas State, we got them a little bit earlier in the year right here in San Marcos. You snapped the losing streak. It's a very convincing victory. Again, we've spoken with you, and you said, again, Texas State just outplayed them like that. How big of a challenge is it compared to, you know, hosting them versus going into their going into Austin and taking them there at McCombs Field?
Well, it's always a little bit tougher to go, you know, into Texas and play there and play well. But, you know, it's what you hope you're ready for. It's some of the reason why I like to do it later in the season is because it kind of tells us where we're at. You know, the atmosphere is a little bit tougher to play in. You're on TV and you have, you know, to kind of pace yourself a little bit more because the game goes a little bit slower. And so sometimes it's a little bit harder to play there just because it's not a game we're used to playing in that atmosphere on TV. And, you know, if you don't take care of thinking about the small things, and you can get overwhelmed with the big things real quickly there. So, you know, the goal is to go in there and just try to take care of the small things and play our game still.
All right, I know there's a very big matchup, as we've all stated, but a lot of your players received academic honors. I know softball is a sport that they play, it's a sport that they love, but how much do you encourage, you know, the academic side of things?
Well, I think they go together. You know, I think that if you're excelling on the softball field, you're probably doing your part in the classroom too. And so, you know, to me, life is all about being your best all the time and not just settling to be okay. And so, you know, usually the kids that are pushing themselves academically are also pushing themselves on the softball field. So you're always looking for that player that does both.
Coach, I know Clutch will be traveling with you guys today. Clutch the rally monkey. How important is he to the team?
Well, obviously, when Clutch gets it done, we win ball games late in the game. So we bring him with us everywhere now. That's for sure.
Yeah, actually has his own Twitter handle as well. You can follow him out there on Twitter. I think he's getting pretty popular. He may be the most popular player on the team right now. Not real sure. Coach, what can we expect as far as UT as a team tonight in the matchup?
You know, I thought one of the things we did really well against UT early on was we shut down some of their aggressiveness. You know, we threw out the first base runner they tried to steal. We just, you know, we kind of took away the aggressive side that they want to be. And we took control of the game early on, and it paid off for us. So, you know, they've been struggling a little bit defensively. They've been playing some different players in some different spots. And so I think we have to do the same thing this time. We have to go in there, and we kind of have to take control of the game early on if we want to see the outcome that we want.
I agree with you on that one. One last thing, of course, in that last one, UT committed four errors. I thought the Bobcats did an excellent job of taking advantage of those errors and really focusing. Is that going to be one of the main things tonight as well? If UT does get a hiccup or make an error, the Bobcats have to jump all over it?
Yeah, that's kind of the motto all the way around, is that, you know, we have to make sure that, again, we're making all the routine plays and that we're taking advantage of the teams that don't make the routine plays. And so, you know, we went in there last year and we should have won last year. I don't know if you guys remember, what, you know, we're up by two runs going into the last inning. We ended up losing the game. So, yeah, I think this team has the experience to go in and play well tonight against Texas.
I agree with you on that one. Coach, before we let you go, always any final message or thoughts for the fans that'll be traveling to go on out there for you?
We're excited. Make sure you make some noise. I know that sometimes that's a little bit tougher when you get at UT, but we're hoping we'll have a lot of maroon up there in the stands.
I agree with you as well. There she is again, head coach of your Texas State softball team, Coach Ricky Woodard. Again, Coach, thanks once again for taking time out of your day to join us here on Bobcat Radio.
Thanks, Jason, for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, Coach Ricky Woodard joining us here on Bobcat Radio. Again, the game tonight.
Whew.
Bobcats traveling up to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. Myself, Miracle Robinson, will be on the call. You can tune in right here on KTSW to hear that game if you're not able to travel up to Austin. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch. Tune in.
It's going to be crazy.
We're going to get it.
I'm
just feeling it right now. We are going to get a win over UT in Austin.
Yeah.
It's a 2009. Already broke one streak, you know, just beating them.
For 6 years, yeah.
Now we got to beat them. In Austin.
I think if the Bobcats, I know we were on football a little bit, but Coach Woodard has just got us so fired up here. But I think that the Bobcats, if they can come away with this win, I think it's definitely something to look forward to in the season, because the Bobcats, usually when they get big wins, it kind of, you know, builds a momentum for how they play throughout a stretch of games or through the rest of the season. And we talked about this over the weekend. The Bobcats coming into last weekend against ULM, they had not won a conference series to start the season. I think that was a very big one, even though it was only against Monroe. But Monroe fared tough against us, and I think it was a little bit of payback from last year's Sun Belt tournament, where Monroe came into Texas State at Bobcat Softball Ballpark, and you knocked us out of the Sun Belt tournament. That was not supposed to happen.
Yeah, you're just taking out the frustrations, and I was happy to see it. There's no doubt about that. You know, everybody knows how much I love the softball team. It is so much fun to watch. Again, game tonight versus UT. Bobcats sitting at 23-11 on the season. They're 4-5 in Sun Belt Conference, 4-4 on the road, so struggling a little bit up there. So I think you factor that in as well. For UT, 19-8 on the season. They're 10-2 at home. They're extremely hard to beat.
Yeah.
At Red and Charlene McCombs Field up there in Austin. They are coming off back-to-back losses to Baylor, though, so they're in, Baylor good. Like,
yeah.
Baylor real good. We take nothing away from the Bears, but they're struggling a little bit right now, so you either look at that as like maybe they're playing a little down, or maybe now they're looking to get back in that win column and could be playing up, if you will.
Absolutely, but I think this was one of the smartest things. All respect to Coach Witter and the athletic department. You go and play a team like UT at home in their stadium in Austin, and then you go on the road and play Lafayette. How tough is that? You're playing two top 25 opponents back-to-back. Then you go to Lafayette, play in Lafayette. Like, that's really important. I think she scheduled this for a reason.
Yep.
Because I see no sense in going to play one of the weaker teams and then going to try and play at a high level against Lafayette. I think they'll be able to ride off of this game, win or lose, going into this conference matchup this weekend.